Tony Kurtz is a retired U.S. Army member, small business owner, organic farmer in western Wisconsin, and a candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on, Joy. I appreciate it.
So tell us why you decided to run for Congress.
You know, back in January, I just kind of looked at the situation and got to the point where I got very frustrated, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try to make a difference. And so I entered the race at the end of January, and since that time, we've put on about 25,000 miles driving the district, talking to people, getting out, getting the word out, let people know me and find out about the campaign.
Yeah, what frustrated you so much?
Just how dysfunctional federal government is. I mean, I spent 20 years in the military, as you mentioned, and you know, contrary to popular belief, you know, people in the military think, well, you know, you get told everything you have to do. That's not necessarily true. I mean, when you're a younger soldier, that's true. But later on in your career, you've got to solve problems. And these problems are very complex, very complicated. You're dealing with multi-million-dollar assets. And so at the end of the day, you've got to get a mission done. You've got to get accomplishment. You've got to make strides to get things done. And I just don't see the federal government doing that. There's a lot of things that need to be done. And I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I don't say that, I say that very seriously. You know, we have serious problems that we've got to get done.
Well, you may or may not have heard one of your opponents, Ken Van Doren, in our last segment talk about calling you a warmonger and planning to attack you in the campaign as being a warmonger. First off, your reaction to that.
Well, you know, I guess I'm not really sure where he's getting that. I know I did listen to the previous segment. He did say something about that I support the 900 bases overseas and all that stuff. First of all, I've never said that. I do believe in a strong military. I'm not going to back down from that. But I do believe in a responsible military and do it for the right reasons. And so, you know, Mr. Van Doren, he feels he has to attack me, and that's his. That's his right, by all means, but the fact of the matter is that was never said.
Yeah. He says you support, a continued military presence in Afghanistan?
What I support is a strong military, and, you know, I served in Iraq twice. I was over in Iraq or Afghanistan briefly just doing some training missions over there, and so, you know, we need to look at all our foreign policy. I think some of the things you see now are lack of foreign policy we have at the federal level and overseas. I think some of that is because we do have a weak foreign policy. You know, the president says so many different things, but yet he does not back them up. You know, several months ago, obviously, you remember the 5 known terrorists that were released. You know, the president had an obligation to tell Congress, hey, 30 days prior, they needed to be notified. Congress was not notified of that terrorist exchange. And those are the things, like Congressman Kind, who's been our representative for 18 years, has said nothing about that. And that weakens the United States. 5 known terrorists were released. I'm glad we got the soldier back. Trust me, being a soldier, I'm happy about that, but not for what we traded. And there's nothing said about that. That affects national security. The world sees that. Putin sees that. And so these are the things that concern me as when we look on the foreign stage. But then, you know, we get back domestically. We got to talk about the 3rd Congressional District and what's important for the 3rd Congressional District.
I do want to ask you, though, your reaction to President Obama authorizing military strikes in Iraq in response to ISIS.
Well, you know, we have to permit the thing with Iraq now. Iraq is obviously in massive turmoil. But we have to make sure we protect our national interests, and that's our personnel on the ground. We have a lot of personnel still in Iraq, and the goal is not to let this spread to the other nations, and it's very possible this could spread. And so we have to watch the situation and, once again, protect our citizens, U.S. citizens still over there.
Mm-hmm. You're also a farmer. How would that experience apply to your work in Washington?
You know, when I retired from the service in 2005, I bought 56 acres of land, and with the goal of transitioning that into organic. And I built that farm up, and now it's 210 acres. 100 of that is certified organic. The other 40 is still conventional. And that just is something I'm so proud of my family. My daughter actually does a lot of cultivating for me, and you know, that's such an integral part of Western Wisconsin. You know, such a proud heritage in agriculture, dairy, and I know the struggles of the farmers because, you know, I did that. You know, that's something I wanted to do ever since I was a little boy. And I'm doing that now. I'm building that up. It's successful. It wasn't easy. I learned a lot of lessons from it. And that's the thing. I make a mistake, and I'm willing to say, you know what, this is how we need to change it. And I do that on the farm. And it's, like I said, such a critical issue, critical component of the 3rd Congressional District is agriculture. And that's something that I'm so passionate about to promote that, because we do, yeah, and you know that, Julie. How, you know, I think I listened to one of your segments a while ago. You guys were talking about ice cream around the area and all a bunch of other stuff.
Well, there's nothing more important than ice cream.
I'm a big ice cream fan. In fact, I was in Stevens Point last night, and I stopped over for a cone of little 4 scoops there on the square there in Stevens Point. So.
Well, you know, we have also talked with Congressman Kind about farming issues in the farm bill. Talk some about why you think it's time to replace Ron Kind.
You know, he's been in office for going on 18 years. And in that 18 years, 3 pieces of legislation that he has sponsored has actually passed. And so you look at 18 years in office, I just question who he's for anymore. It's you look at the money in politics, and that's something that just frustrates me to no end. 72% of his money right now comes from big political action committees, you know, pharmaceutical companies, healthcare companies, you know, brokerage firms, things like that. That to me right there is part of the problem. And you know, I mentioned this to people. Who's he really working for? He's not working for you and I. He's not working for the men and women in this district to make our district the best it can possibly be. And so, and it's Obamacare, too. You know, Obamacare is not good for our district right now. You know, is it helping people? It's helping a small portion. But the vast majority of the men and women I talk to, it is not helping. I talked to gentleman up in Stevens Point a few months ago. Well, it's been about 6 weeks ago. His name was Matt. Matt had a great health policy before Obamacare. He was paying $200 a month in his premiums. He had a $2,000 deductible. Him and his wife loved their policy. They liked it. It was affordable. Matt's 36 years old. His wife's 34. They got a small business. It's just him and her. Under Obamacare, his policy is $700 a month and a $6,000 deductible. You know, he looks me straight in the eye and he says, "Tony, I can't afford this." You know, I met a couple older women in a store in Eau Claire this past week, and you know, I was going through the aisles, and they were talking about Obamacare, and these two women are saying, "You know, I can't afford this. Even, you know, this is supposed to be affordable." And I normally honor people's conversations, but I was kind of eavesdropping a little bit, so I walked over and I talked to them, and then they just completely vented on me about this. They said, you know, I'm retired, or, you know,
And I'm sorry, because we have just less than a minute left, Tony Kurtz. I should ask you, in less than a minute, what do you think the biggest problem is facing the nation, in particular the 3rd District, and why are you the best person to take care of it?
You know, it's Obamacare, it's the debt, and it's jobs. And I'll tell you why I'm probably the best person. It's just my life experience. You know, I've lived these things. You know, you look at the foreign policy. I've been over there. I've seen all these different things. You know, I have to work with people. I have to solve problems. And I just don't think our federal government does a very good job of that. And Congressman Kind, you know, career politicians, they've been in office going on 18 years. It's just the same people making the same problems. And to me, you have to make changes. If people aren't getting things done, you need to step up to somebody else. And I bring a lot to the table. I'm passionate about it.
Thank you.
I know we can do it.
Thank you, Tony Kurtz, for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Tony Kurtz, a retired U.S. Army member and candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District.